For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. The NFC North was busy yesterday on Thanksgiving as the Packers edged the Lions 31-24. Jordan Love threw for four touchdowns.
Be able to go out there on fourth down and execute and make some big-time plays. It's really the difference in that game right there. So, you know, that's what it comes down to is just going out there, executing, and those got to have it plays. And we made plays tonight, everybody.
Vikings would like to make some plays Sunday afternoon in Seattle, looking more and more like Max Brosmer will get his first NFL start at quarterback for the Purple. TJ Hockenson thinks he'll be just fine.
They've got a good defense, but you know, we've got the utmost confidence in Max, and throughout training camp, throughout the year, he's mentally prepared himself to be ready to go. Shall that happen? And he's got confidence in the huddle. He's, you know, and just being out there and trying to be an option for him is really my job, and to try to find space and just kind of get him in a role and a rhythm of things.
Kickoff from Seattle on Sunday is at 3:05. The Wild, they're on the ice today after a big win on Wednesday in Chicago.
He comes back to Kaprizov, shooting one, and he scores! The 199th career goal for Kirill Kaprizov, and it completes the comeback as the Wild win 4-3 in overtime.
Joe O'Donnell on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. Wild beat the Hawks and now have won six straight. Today they face an Avalanche team that's won 10 in a row.
So far in this season, they've been top team in the league. They got a lot of firepower. They're a lot to handle. So I think we'll digest this one, and we're obviously going to have to be at our competitive best on Friday. Yeah. Looking forward to the challenge.
That's John Hines. Wild and Avalanche face off at 2:30 from Grand Casino Arena. Timberwolves are home against Boston tomorrow afternoon at 4, trying to break up a three-game losing streak. The Golden Gopher football team, they're home against Wisconsin tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 from Huntington Bank Stadium. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.